order. Call 314-821-4532.
The Favazzas family want to send out a big thank you to all their loyal customers who helped support their efforts to provide meals to frontline workers around the St. Louis area. Their dining room and patio are open now, and the Favazzas menu you know and love will still be available through carryout and curbside pickup. Tony, John, and Mark are putting the safety of their guests and employees first, following all protocols and guidelines. Check out Favazzas.com for the full menu and ordering info, or they'll see you on the Hill.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
What do annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, and potted plants all have in common? They can all be found at locally owned St. Louis' staple, the Franklin Group, located at 8925 Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight Road. Not only are they the freshest and prettiest in the area, everything is locally grown right here in Missouri. Why deal with all the problems of the big box stores when the Franklin Group has similar inventory at half the price of their competitors? Now, I'm not going to mention names, but if a local independent businessman gave you a better product for less money, isn't that where you want to spend your hard-earned cash? Remember, for flowers, shrubs, or plants, it's the Franklin Group on Manchester Road, right between Brentwood and McKnight. Open at 8 a.m. 7 days a week, or you can call 314-422-7056. That's 314-422-7056, and ask for the owner, Jack Cusimano, and be sure to tell him that 590 The Fan sent you.
Are you currently sideways with the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night? Are you facing tax liens, bank levies, or wage garnishments? If so, you should contact former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com. Mark Milton provides a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Don't be sucked into the out-of-town tax resolution groups you hear on the TV and radio. Mark lives and works right here in the Kirkwood area. If you have IRS problems, visit stltaxlawyer.com today.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is really heating up and it's about to take off. Mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time low levels, and that means you have a lot more buying power. Don't miss out on the home of your dreams by working with the wrong mortgage lender. We make the entire process easy and can get you in your new home in 14 days. Get pre-approved today with our 5-minute loan approval, only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Reason number 6 why RVs are so popular. They're pet friendly. Your fuzzy family member can go with you. Like Reverend Bentley and Mr. Chips, his small terrier. Each summer, he'd hitch up his aristocrat trailer and head to the dry heat of the Southwest, eventually settling in Deming, New Mexico. He became friends with a local sheriff, likely because arriving late one night, he stopped at a grassy patch along the road, only to find out the next morning that it was a local cemetery. After moving to the land of the living, Bentley and Mr. Chips would go to town in search of local gatherings, especially church picnics, and quickly became well-known. A man, a dog, an RV. Adventures begin at Byerly, the center of the RV world. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure a complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call.
All right, places, everybody. Drive your like Chevrolet. Limey said, settle down. Settle down now. We have a guest.
America's the greatest land of all.
Limey has an MTV shirt on today. MTV.
Wow. You're not even old enough to be able to wear an MTV shirt.
Are you kidding
shirt?
Me? I remember when MTV actually played music videos.
I used to love them. You know what the ones I like? Palmer. The
Robert Palmer?
Oh, yeah. He had great
Addicted
videos.
To Love?
Yeah.
And my other favorite was Dire Straits. money for nothing.
Yeah.
The little box head characters.
I just like the ZZ Top ones.
I don't know that one.
Sledgehammer. Oh, great video.
Sledgehammer's a great video. Yeah. But enough of that, because someone's on hold. Oh. Now he's going to say he was on hold for 14 minutes.
He loves it when we leave him on hold.
I'll have to ask him about that. Ladies and gentlemen, your car dealer, if you're AM and the PM, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, sport. How's it going today?
Oh, you know what? It's going great. On the way in, I was flipping around, listening to things, and I heard you on another station with somebody else. It was embarrassing, actually. I don't know why. Eventually, you'll dump that, and you'll just pour and put all your marketing efforts into, you know, this show. But I get it. You have to give them a chance, because they practically give it away. So you have to take them up on it. How are you doing?
Oh, man, after that, I'm telling you, I'm just laughing. So did you enjoy the game last night with Bill Clevelin?
No.
And so people...
Not at all. And you
couldn't tell.
You should see my email.
I thought at one time you were going to start crying. But you're going to say, like, okay, enough.
Look, if you have a scorecard, Bill is batting, you know, 850. I mean, Bill knocks it out of the park. We all have that one stumble that seems like a good idea, but it wasn't. And I got emails from listeners when I checked my email this morning, things like, never, ever play that game again. I mean, but he's entitled to one that just didn't quite hit the mark. Now, do you know, because these guys bring it up, and I don't blame them. Years ago, what I thought was a great idea for a little contest on the air, and it could not have been a bigger disaster from 30 seconds in. It was a disaster, and here was my idea. I was in the car on the way to work, and somebody blew his horn at somebody else, and I looked up to see if I could tell who's honking their horn. And are they men? I thought, you know, I wonder if people can identify a car by the horn, which is stupid. So I came in, and I had people cautioned, okay, call in and hold your phone out the window and blow your horn, and let's see if we can tell what kind of car you drive. What a stupid idea. I don't know why I thought it would be good, and it bombed. So we're all entitled.
Yeah, like just this segment just now bombed. But that's okay. I mean, one bomb deserves another.
It's your segment. No. If it bombed, it's your fault, because this is your time.
No, I've been able to talk for like 42 seconds.
That's a lot. Most commercials are 60. Most radio commercials are 60 seconds. If you talk for 42 seconds, you ate up almost the whole commercial.
I'm here to help the show.
Silverado.
So I got to tell you, we were laughing. Mimi and I were laughing so hard because you're like, you know why you don't like that game? Because there's no winners. There's no winners and losers.
Exactly.
You love to win.
Right. Well, everybody, who doesn't?
And on the other side of when you love to win, you hate to lose.
But I think everybody can say that. Nobody likes to lose.
I used to, when I coached hockey for 22 years, it was like, hey, listen, you know, losing is part of the deal. We're not going to win every game.
Well, you must have been a great coach. Hey, losing's okay.
No. I didn't say losing's okay.
Part of the deal.
Part of the game.
And I know that.
You have to be a good loser.
But you have to want to win.
Realize it hurts. It hurts to lose. And that's why we practice so hard. We practice hard, just like you guys. You spend hours.
Yes, preparing.
For the show.
Yes. We do.
Okay.
Now, let me give you an example. You just said something that you say often when you're on with us. You and your wife are listening. You're laughing so hard. Heard you do segments with these other radio people, and you never...
Why are you even talking about these other people?
Hold on. You never say that. Yeah, my wife and I were listening to that because they're not funny and they're not interesting, and when you listen, you don't like it. That's all. It's an observation.
Observation. Those program, that program you're talking about is funny, but nowhere near as funny as this. And
Maverick,
you know,
Ford Maverick, 1974.
Man, you and I might be the only two old enough to know what a Ford Maverick really looked like.
Here's a little automotive trivia. There was a car in the, I believe, 70s in this country that came equipped with standard two different horns, a city horn
and a country horn. That's what the TV commercials called them. And you had meep meep or erm erm. You know what the car was? Can't buy them anymore. Renault Dauphine. Or later they called it the Renault, the French pronunciation. It had two different horns.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that could be one of the absolute worst vehicles ever manufactured.
Well, that's why you can't buy them anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we would not. I mean, they were so bad. There were times we're like, you know, we just can't take this and trade. They're like, why? Because we can't resell it.
What about
and
the then, Yugo? You know,
well, how about this?
Yeah.
You know, everyone always thinks that these Range Rovers are so beautiful, right? Made by Land Rover.
And they are beautiful.
They are a mechanical. They're a mess.
That's what everybody tells me.
There's about six or seven large finance companies that will not finance them. They will not. So, you know, there was one time we were taking one in trade. I'm like, oh, that thing is beautiful. A few days later, a few weeks later, we're trying to, you know, sell it and get it financed. And five different finance companies are now. I said, what do you mean? We won't finance those. Well, why? Well, first of all, you can't put a service contract on there good enough to cover all the times it breaks. And then what happens when it breaks? Customers don't make their payments. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So that's just that won't happen with a Chevy, Frankie. No way, buddy.
Well, Dan mentioned the car, Yugo. Look, here to me, here's my definition and description of a Yugo. This was the equivalent of a big throwaway lighter. This was a disposable car. You put a couple thousand miles on it and then just trash it. Go get something else. It was embarrassing, that car.
You know where you the Yugo? Nowhere.
What?
Nowhere, because it breaks. So, how's it going today?
It's going great.
Dan,
it's a great
Dan
day.
Dan told me you really dressed up today.
No, I didn't. No, I haven't.
It is a spectacular shirt.
It's a shirt
Describe it.
Go ahead.
Well, can you stand up?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's a scenic. It's like you're at the side of a river, and there's trees and foliage on the other side, and there's a man in a speedboat going from Frank's left rib cage to his right rib cage, or some other boats out on the water.
Vintage 50s and, wooden boat.
And a blue sky that's partly cloudy from shoulder to waist.
It's like I'm wearing a portrait.
Yeah. Wow. It's like he's wearing a portrait.
Yeah. It's vintage, those 50s wooden boats with a highly laminated urethane mahogany or teak or whatever, you know, those boats like an On Golden Pond.
And as Bob Ross would say, lots of happy
on
trees.
Golden Pond.
A lot of happy trees.
Yeah, the boat on Golden Pond. It's a beautiful wooden boat in that movie.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm kind of with you there. I asked Dan to describe it, and he starts laughing. I'm like, what's wrong? He goes, I'm colorblind.
Well, he is. And he is.
I know, but it started happening because I knew that, but I'm like, well.
But then if you see a picture of a boat sitting in the water, you know the water, whatever that is you're looking at, is blue, whether you can see blue or not. You just know because of, you know, the setting.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's good stuff.
Well, but here's the great thing about Dan as a customer. If Dan said, John, I'm looking for a dark blue Malibu 4 or 5 years old. Get a red one. He won't know. Call him out and go, here, we found your blue car. He'll go, thanks, and drive off.
I just looked up loser, and when you Wikipedia loser, the first thing that comes up is the Vince Lombardi quote, show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser.
Exactly. That's good.
I mean, nobody wants to lose. Nobody likes to lose. But there's just some people that just really, 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 really must win at any cost.
Did you watch Michael Jordan documentary, John?
I watched it to the boys, and I've watched it like twice.
So in this documentary, Frank, the reason I bring it up is that one of the big things was that the Bulls and the Pistons refused to shake hands after the playoff series in back to back years. That was a real big part of it. Good losing is, you know, good sportsmanship. Right. And hockey, you know, when they shake hands after a playoff series is over, they shake hands. They didn't in that series, and that was a big part of that
very
series.
Very immature.
Immature.
Well, he blamed that primarily on Isaiah Thomas.
Right.
Why he was not on that dream team basketball team.
Well, now you can blame it on the coronavirus. You could not do it and go, no,
you can't.
COVID.
St. Louis County just opened up U Sports. You can't handshake each other. No. You can't high-five each other.
Yeah. So that means that Frank can't hug you guys at the end of the show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, team, great job,
no,
man.
We're never going to lose that tradition.
Well, he gets a little comfortable after about 90 seconds. Yeah.
I don't know. He hugs me every time I walk in the building.
Oh, here comes Dr. Doug. How you doing, Doc?
Yeah, all right.
Good.
When are we ever going to get finally be told the truth about this COVID thing? Remember in the beginning, only older people, young people, and now it's, well, young people are the ones that need to be. Which is it?
Baseball players are getting it now.
Yeah. It is changing. It's going down
to their minds.
30 to 40-year-old is the new rush.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was higher, so... I guess it's around and it's learning how to adapt.
Now, it's one of those things you can't argue with people about because the mask wearers they're going to wear them, and the people who aren't, and there's no middle ground. So
I hear a lot of people say it's a hoax. Well, it's not a hoax. It's a virus. There's no doubt it's a virus, but it isn't going to kill 1.5 million people.
No.
Okay. I mean, I'm sad. I'm sad for the people that have lost their lives, and I'm sad for those that have probably watched someone that they loved so much, you know, suffer. But how many people have died from heart failure, heart attacks? Okay, and how many have died from cancer?
I'm far more afraid of a drunk driver than I am COVID. I'll tell you that.
Man, I mean, you know, just any kind of a driver these days because of the texting and driving and all that stuff. But you know, the great thing is, Frank, that. You know, we have each other, you and me.
We sure do, John.
Uh-huh. It's the number one, and the whole team. I consider myself, and Dr. Doug, chime in, like part of the team.
Chime.
AM and the PM.
Well, you, right? Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree with you that you and Dr. Doug think you're part of the team. I agree with you.
I feel like I am part of the team.
We are part of the team. It's not thinking. We know we are.
Mm. Yeah. Well, then you're responsible for what you just called this boring segment we just did. You two are partly responsible for that.
Uh-oh. I don't think it's boring because Dr. Doug and I are on here.
No,
together.
I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
That's a truck.
Mercury
for sure.
Mercury Marquis, 1978. Nailed it.
Well, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 is the phone number to helping transportation dreams come true for all of the AM and the PM crowd who Johnny Londuff Chevrolet and my teammates love. And if there's one thing that you take from that Michael Jordan last dance, he goes, yeah, there's no I in team, but there is in win.
Yeah.
Get that, baby. All right.
All right, John.
And there's that one segment where he's getting emotional, you know, but mm-hmm. he's talking about, you know, if he didn't like how I played and he didn't like how I led, you know, I'm sorry, that's just the way I am. And he's tearing up. He's getting emotional. And he goes, break.
I didn't see it. Did he get emotional thinking about all the money he lost gambling?
Well, did he?
He's a big gambler. He is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley might have been exaggerating, but I saw him in an interview one time saying in his life, in gambling losses, he has lost $50 million.
I just want one of those millions.
Yeah, that is a gambling problem.
Yeah,
I'll say. All right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure. It has been. I mean, I was going to say the highlight of my day, but
go ahead and say it because it was the highlight.
Having a lunch meeting at Hendel's was pretty doggone good. They have a new Key West grouper on the menu. Oh my goodness. Londoff.com, kids. That's where you go when you want to have a fun time.
Okay. All right, John.
All right, buddy.
Bye, John.
Bye, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye. That's a Sable. That's a Mercury Sable.
Everything's a Mercury.
Well, they don't exist anymore.
In that segment, he referred to you as Sport, Frankie, Buddy, and Guy.
Yeah.
All four of them.
Guy.
Well, he pays for that privilege.
He retired. He said, bye, Guy.
He pays for the privilege.
Oh, okay.
John Londoff, you know the website, Londoff.com. Hit it. Theme music.
Makeup.
I was working on something, getting ready for the next hour. Hang on a second.
Try it again. There it is.
There we go.
Hey, we never said we're perfect.
How much is that jar in the window?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, last week, we had, for whatever reason, a little shortage of callers. Now, I know that we didn't all of a sudden decide we don't like pets anymore. You do. You love your pets. And here's an opportunity to talk. How long did you have your own clinic? How long did you...
27 years in Chesterfield. 27 And I practiced for 37 years total.
See, that's a lot of experience.
Did you get it down finally after practicing so much?
Mm. No, we still call it veterinary practice because we never get it down.
So, he, you know, he is your pet's best friend. He is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's here to answer your questions and help you, whether it's about your pet or a pet you're thinking about getting. Here are the numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. And let's never forget that he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country by a long shot. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Yes, I never give the number, and I should, 314-993-1800. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey! How is everybody today?
There he goes, blowing that, blowing the amplifier out. A little hot.
Sorry.
A little hot. Ooh, look, see, there come the calls. How you doing, okay?
I am AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. You're here with a different look today. What do you call that tie? It's like
bolo
a
tie.
Southwest Tex-Mex...
Bolo.
Okay, bolo tie. Yeah, yeah. Is that real turquoise?
Yeah, my kids got it for me for Father's Day. And I told him I wanted one of those blow-up dolls, but this is what I got.
So
they never listen.
Generally, you see these worn in Texas or
right.
New Mexico, but it looks good on you.
Yeah, my father wore bolo ties and a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, and, you know, I guess it rubbed off.
Are they just for people who don't know how to tie a tie? I like them.
They're kind of, you know, they're like just them. Cute. They're nice. And the
you want to like a quick bonus joke about ties? They're actually jokes about ties. So this guy, he goes into a bar. It's a pretty nice bar, kind of fancy. He goes to order a drink. The bartender says, I'm sorry. He says, you have to have a tie. We can't serve you. So he goes outside and thinks maybe he'll trick him. He buttons his collar up and he has a jacket. Thinking maybe they won't notice. No, the guy says, I see what you've done there. You button, but you don't have a you have to have a necktie. Mm-hmm. So he goes out to his car and gets the jumper cables, ties them around his neck, just kind of walks back in. And he goes, here, bartender says, all right, you can have a drink, but don't start anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's
kind of
cute.
Get it? Yeah. Want to take some calls?
Sure, love to.
All right, we have one line open. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Dan, this is good.
Oh, he actually asked for it.
Yes, you can spell it this way. Okay. Yes. You know, there's a two-call limit, so this is it for him. Brain is on the phone.
No, it's not the same guy.
A different brain?
Same. No, it's not the
well,
same
even
guy.
Funnier.
Different brain.
Now that makes brain? It really funny. Brain number two, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM.
Thank you, Brain. How you doing, Brain?
I'm doing great. Hey, I've got two Yorkies that are 3.5 years old, and about 3 weeks ago took them to the groomer, and about a week later I noticed the one had a red spot on his belly, and I self-diagnosed it as ringworm.
We lost you. Got a signal issue. Ringworm?
Yeah,
okay.
That was my diagnosis. It was a little red spot. And I went and bought some Fanix, and I sprayed it on there, and it seemed to clear it up. Will that take care of the problem, or is there anything else I should follow up with? Or?
You know, I don't think that's ringworm. I think there was either a little corner of a blade nicked that area or scratched that area because, first of all, it wouldn't go away that quickly. It takes a couple weeks to get rid of the... Those skin and fungal infections. So, anything you would have done probably would have helped. So that's good. It shouldn't come back. That's my thought, that it's not at all ringworm. Ringworm usually looks like a circular lesion. It can be, maybe a quarter to a half an inch in diameter. And it's kind of elevated and just kind of pinkish compared to the normal skin. Okay?
Yeah, this wasn't elevated. This was just a little... Red mark, and I just thought like I said, that was my self-diagnosis. All right, well, thank you.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay, Brain. Nice phone technique. People move their phones around, they don't realize.
Do you guys remember that restaurant downtown?
Oh, yeah.
that had brains for sale.
Mm-hmm. Well, there've been a few places that had brains.
But I this think you can had a big still thing.
They, brains for sale. They had it on the sign.
Yeah.
Right at the intersection of Gravelway and McKenzie, growing up as a kid, right across from the Dairy Queen, where you could just walk up to it. Right there at that intersection, there was a restaurant that had brain sandwiches. They had a big sign on top.
Yeah. You brain love sandwiches. Them or hate them. Mm. I grew up as a kid eating brains and eggs for breakfast.
Really?
You mix them in with scrambled eggs. Yeah. I 100 times, I remember watching my mother throw the brains in a skillet with the eggs and scramble them together, and they were delicious.
Well, in vet school, we used to have parties and picnics, and we would do bobbing for brain stems, and we'd have these preserved brains, like cat brains.
Are you
and stuff.
Kidding?
No.
You actually put brains? Your face down and bit down pulled up what? What kind of brains?
Well, it was a whole little cat brains. They call them, so we call it bobbing for brain stems. And
well,
you get
isn't
it all,
that
you know,
special?
I thought that was amazing.
We think it's sick.
I think I got a little piece of brain left.
We think it's sick.
Yeah, you went too, Doc.
Yeah. Of all the things you could bob for.
Yeah.
I'm in therapy with a lot of drugs, and nothing's working.
Right. Cat brains.
Well, this show's not going to help. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tom?
I'm pretty good. An AM to PM.
What do you got?
Dr. Doug, I've got a black lab. He's about 6 years old. He's in the water quite a bit. We have a place down at the lake. And he comes up with a lot of ear issues.
Yes.
And my wife went to, I guess it was PetSmart or something, and they suggested we give him like a half a cup of goat's milk. Have you ever heard something like that?
You mean orally? Or
yeah, rectally? Like
I mean, not in the ear, I hope.
No.
Okay. No, yeah, I don't think that's going to... There's a really simple process, I think. Every time that dog comes out of the water for any extended period of time, and then you just kind of flush them out. Some people put a couple drops of vinegar and a little warm water, and that can be useful, or get some material from your veterinarian. I wouldn't just buy stuff off the shelf at some of the pet shops. I just don't think they're as controlled, or I think you're better off going through your vet. And then you just clean them when you've had a swimming incident, and you cut the problem right there, right at the beginning. But if you let it fester for a couple days, then suddenly you're playing catch up and trying to cure that.
Right. Well, like I said, he's in the water quite a bit.
Fester is one of those good names. It sounds like what it is.
Like Uncle.
Yeah, like Uncle Fester. Yeah.
Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester.
Fester.
Uncle named Fester.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dr. Doug, it's kind of hard to stay with the blue. We will try to do that as often as possible. The problem is he's in there, he's out of there, we'll clean him up, then he gets back in there. But my question is, have you ever heard anything about this, giving him some goat's milk in a bowl to be efficient for getting rid of an ear?
You know, I just can't rationalize how that would work. So, I'm trying to think out loud, and I'm thinking, well, anything that might change the pH of the ear canal environment might be useful for certain bacteria. But I don't see how that would happen with goat's milk. But goat's milk's very healthy for you for a lot of other reasons.
Well, Dan's ex-wife is healthy. She drinks what? Goat's blood?
Goat's blood, yeah. Yes. Yeah. After she sacrifices it.
I got one more question.
Sure, go ahead.
My wife wanted to get a cat, so I let her get a cat. And every Thursday we go drive down the lake. Sunday night we drive back from the lake. And there's been times he wouldn't shut up the entire time going down there and coming back.
Who, your wife?
Is there some kind of a drug in him?
A cat.
In his face? Or?
So cats are really kind of get nervous in the car. So what you could do, if you're going to be going back and forth, is put your cat in a nice, comfortable little dog crate or cat crate and start by just sitting in the car with the air conditioner on, a little music, and just sit there for maybe 20 minutes at a time, and then gradually start to take short rides with them, and just let that cat get used to that, because otherwise they act freaky, they hypersalivate, they poop all over the place, you know.
When Tom, you said you let your wife have a cat. I like that. I like that you said you let her. It was a mistake, but you know, you learn from mistakes, and the fact that she had to get your permission. I like that.
Well, I must have been in trouble too, because if he make that decision free.
Well, I know. No, I know. Look, I know what you were thinking. It was a trade-off. This cat for her cat. We get it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, we.
Well, here's the thing, Dr. Doug. This cat's been going back and forth to the lake for the last 6.5 months. Every weekend.
But every weekend. But I still
used to it.
Yeah, I still think you could use.
Heard from our vet about some kind of little piece of some kind of a sedative of some kind or spraying something.
Yeah.
You know, to get him kind of, you know, loose.
Yeah, that's another alternative, and there are a number of different
Can you
chemicals.
Give a cat Dramamine?
No. You know, I have to check. You have to be careful with antihistamines and Dramamine.
Right.
I don't have a dose right off the top of my head, but I can check that out. It's probably possible. Okay. And but a lot of people use a sedation like Acepromazine.
Acepromazine is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And, but I still think the more time... One time you put her in there and just let her rest and relax, I think there's a chance over time that she will get start to improve.
But, well, she's got a litter box in the back because she made a mistake one of the first times we had her. And the thing is we thought that would ease her, but she never used it since we put her back there. Now, my black lab lays in the back seat, and he just sleeps the entire time.
Yeah, see?
He'll go back and forth and kind of wig out and make noise, and we'll pet him and try to soothe him, but... He's just not on board for
He's a right. cat.
Dr. Doug is 1,000 times smarter than me on this issue, but according to PetTravel.com, you can give both dogs and cats Dramamine.
There you go.
Cats should have about a 12.5 milligram dose, according to PetTravel.com. That's nothing off the top of my head.
Yeah. You have to be careful not to give out drug doses.
Try that out.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
He's very lucky, actually, because I... You know, I asked my wife if I could go out and get some pussy, and she said no.
No.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
That's a no?
Yeah, that's a no.
What in God's name?
No, if you... Here. Here's the way this works.
Okay.
If you had said, I asked my wife if I could go get...
One.
No, get a pussy.
A. Did I say that?
No, you said some.
He said some.
There's a difference.
I was going to get a whole litter.
Yeah, no, there's a difference, and that's why we buttoned you out. Fortunately for the people streaming or who will listen on the podcast, you'll get to hear him say, get some P word. You'll hear it all.
I apologize.
What's his email again, Frank?
I don't know. I got it in my phone, but we'll give it to
him. It's on our Facebook page.
He always give out mine when I say something like that.
It's on our Facebook page.
It is on
the Facebook one line page. Open, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. I always try to slow it down so people, if they're... place where they can write it, they could write them down. Let's go to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello.
Hi, gang.
Hello, John.
I'm AM in the PM.
You're getting tired of that. What do you got?
Hey, well, speaking of P words, I do have a question about a cat, but I have an interesting story about a bolo tie, if you'd like to hear that.
A bolo tie? Sure,
yes.
Why not?
Some people call it a noose.
That was good. Yeah. John's providing us with our hee-haw music now. So, yes, we would love to hear, wouldn't we, Doctor? His bolo suit.
Yeah.
You're wearing one. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Okay, so I was in Madrid, Spain. I was wearing my cowboy outfit. I walked into the... Ritz Hotel in Madrid.
Ooh.
And a gentleman walked up to me and said, I'm sorry, senor, but you have to wear a tie in the Ritz-Carlton in Madrid. And I felt like saying, well, in our country, this is a tie.
No, you're not in your country.
No, but I was asked to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a, how did Dr. Doug put it? No, I'll say it. I have a black cat,
okay.
And during the summer, he loses about half the hair on his head and half the hair on his back,
ooh.
And he ends up with, what'd your guy before call him, festers. Now, he has sores all over his back.
Oh, man.
I do put the bug stuff on him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you any idea what this would be?
Well, there's a whole ton of opportunities here. It could be anything from historical relationship with flea infestation, so they get a flea allergy. So what happens with the flea allergy versus a flea infestation is that the body's immune system is already programmed, and once a flea comes on and bites, that flea saliva stimulates that immune response, just like he's been vaccinated, but with a shot. In this case, he's been basically vaccinated with flea material over the years. So that's one possibility. Some kind of allergy or hypersensitivity would be things I would be trying to rule out. The fact that it's seasonal, and you might want to make sure that he's not responding to the anti-flea medications you're using or the anti-tick medications, that could be it. So your vet's going to want to kind of review everything from appetite to management to allergy support and all that kind of stuff, because it's not a simple, oh yeah, that's probably this. It could be any one of a number of things.
That has to be a really not pleasant look.
Right.
With half the hair and sores.
Oh, I've seen those cats a million times. And then they get secondary staph infections in the skin. And they generally respond really well to antibiotics and just cleaning them. But, again, you want to try and figure out what the source is so you can avoid the trigger.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
There goes John. Two lines open. 855-282-8255. See, I'm going slow. 314-821-0590. Chris, you're up next. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. I have six steer calves. I got Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. Steer calves. Okay.
Steer.
Okay.
This is the first time I've had cattle. Three of the six have pink eye. I've already sprayed them with the antimicrobial spray that you get from, you know, over the counter from a farm store.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any other recommendations?
Well, I haven't had to deal with that, but I have seen it in my history, so I'm not sure what's currently how they manage them. I know that if you don't treat them properly, I think some of them can actually become cancerous, and then you lose an eye. So I think the most logical thing to do is just, rather than try and play doctor, I would probably call up a large animal vet and let them take a look, because I'm sure they have protocols that are going to kind of direct you the most efficient and effective way. Rather than you kind of bounce around, you're just going to spend money trying to figure it out, and they can probably go right to the source of the best protocol to help you. So I wish I could tell you more, and I could look into it, but I don't know most current medications.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Is pink eye conjunctivitis the same thing?
I mean, they are in humans. We talk about pink eye as any kind of organism that creates conjunctivitis, and there's certain organisms are more common in humans and kids and stuff like that.
When I was a kid,
chlamydia is a common organism that causes pink eye
in
humans.
Isn't that chlamydia? That's a woman's thing, isn't it?
No, well, that can be a female.
I thought it was only a female.
No, man can
get it too.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I had pink eye one time in college, and it was so bad they asked me not to come to class.
Oh no! When I was a kid, if you got pink eye, first of all, when you woke up, your eyes were glued shut.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they're crushed. It was disgusting.
And you can't keep it out of the other. If you get it in one eye, it's gonna eventually get to the other eye. As much as you try to prevent it.
I just remember the crust.
Mm-hmm.
And gross. It's like somebody glued your eyes shut. Well, yeah, and they told you, go to school, you give other kids the pink eye.
Yeah, and once it spreads through.
And then one caller mentioned ringworm. That was the other thing as a kid that just frightened moms. Don't go near him. Timmy's got ringworm.
Yeah. Isn't that both those are highly contagious, right?
They are. And then, because we put our fingers in our eyes and our face.
And then there was a thing called, I'll get this wrong, impetigo.
That's a staph infection.
Why do we never hear of that anymore? I never hear anybody.
People
got impetigo.
Just don't use that term, but it's basically, as I remember, it's a bacterial infection, and it's usually in the skin.
Isn't it kind of like a rash?
It can look like a rash, but I think it's mostly a staph aureus bacterial infection, if I'm not mistaken. Staph. You've heard of staph
infections. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said
staph aureus is the full name.
My brother-in-law pharmacist was trying to explain to me when I told him that I got a mild case, and I shared with you guys, I got a mild case of the shingles right after my knee surgery, my left rib cage. He said that was a staph-related disease.
Yeah.
No, that's a herpes.
No, I've heard it's a staph.
Shingles?
No?
Shingles is a herpes.
No, well, it,
the, now, you can have a secondary.
No, Tim's had herpes. He knows.
You can. I've had STD. I was clean. It originates from what I read. It originates from chickenpox. It's the same strain that the chickenpox.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, well, I think that's a DNA kind of.
There's virus. Your mic over there.
Yeah, that's kind of a DNA kind of virus.
I had shingles herpes. Too. Extremely
horrible.
Painful.
I had it.
I remember there was a kid playing in my yard, and he brought over his new. It was a gun and holster, like Roy Rogers or some Western. And he was letting me play with it. And man, my mother, get in here. She called me in the house. She goes, "Did you touch that gun?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "He has impetigo."
Oh.
Now you're going to, she went crazy.
What is it?
Impetigo.
It's some contagious skin disease. She says, "Don't touch anything he has. I know that he has impetigo because his mother talked to him."
Red sores on the face?
We used to think it was infantigo.
That's what I used to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, impetigo. But I never hear it used anymore. Hey, we have all the lines open, and nobody's on hold.
And I have a question for Dr.
Doug. And now Dan has 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. And now here's Dan with a question.
Thank you so much, Doug.
You're welcome.
And I want to say hi to Dr. Doug. Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
We have a little morky. His name's Diesel.
Right.
And he gets his nails will start growing out, and then he starts biting on all of his feet until we go in to get his nails redone. Do those little Dremel tools, I've seen some of those, do those work to help between like groomings?
Yeah, they do work. The problem is that most animals aren't going to tolerate them, and most owners are uncomfortable managing the pet to clip the nails. So it turns out it's actually easier to let the people, like the groomers, are the best, and they're probably the cheapest.
Yeah.
So you can go to a groomer instead of the veterinary clinic and get it done for probably $10, and then they take all the load off of your stress as an owner, and the dog doesn't have to hate you. He's going to hate them for that. So, but yeah, you can use a Dremel. We use Dremels at the clinic. After we clip off the redundant portion of the nail, then we'll Dremel it back, and that works.
There's a great song it's a Christmas song about a kid who did that for animals, Claus, little Dremel boy.
Thank
you, everybody. Appreciate it. Let's go to, who's first? Limey? Joe. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Hallelujah.
What's up, Joe?
I am. I got about a 9-year-old Chihuahua, and the last 2 weeks he's been scratching the backside of his back legs and trying to bite them and licking them, and I can't get him to stop. And I don't see anything. I don't see any fleas. And I gave him a bath. I don't see any kind of rash or anything. I don't know what's going
on. One of the things you can do is have his back legs amputated, and they make these little carts with little wheels on them, and the dog pulls himself around with his front legs, and then no more scratching. What do you think? What do you think, Doug?
I was going to suggest the same thing.
Well, what else? What's the alternative?
So, if you don't see any lesions like abrasions or any kind of weepy sores or anything like that, and if you check at the top of the just a front of the tail on the head, on the top of the back, port that hair a little bit. Usually if there's fleas, it may show itching a little bit further down, but they like to congregate there. You might see some flea dirt. The other component, the other thing I'd look at is there might be somewhere or some surface that he's sitting on and sitting back on those hocks, and that might be irritating. But I still think it would be related to some kind of allergy, whether it's a food allergy or a contact allergy. And again, you could do a lot. A lot of people love to save money and stay home, but these vets, they're designed and trained to give you a decent answer. So hopefully, if you can't resolve it on your own, I just take him into the veterinarian and just, it's worth it.
He stopped eating all of his favorite foods, too. It's like, what the heck's going on with you, boy?
He's just irritated and uncomfortable. And that would help. But they might give you something simple, like an antihistamine. And that's not expensive, but it might be enough to help them. So I think it's worth talking to them. You made an investment in love and food and everything else. So figure out.
Yeah, I like the amputation thing too.
Okay. He's gonna go with that.
We can do it right here at the station.
So. Yeah, well, not in front of me. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, well, brother. See you later.
All right, brother. Let's go to Neil. Neil, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm AM and a PM.
I appreciate it.
Hi, Neil.
I called before. I've got a 12-year-old golden and a 3-year-old golden. He's the one who eats the plastic eyeballs out of the stuffed animals.
Oh, that's right. I remember you. Eats the eyes out of stuffed animals. That is a weird dog.
And young children.
He doesn't.
No, hold on. Doc. Come, eats the eyes out of young children.
Don't put Doc in timeout.
That's
an alternative.
Neil, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
That's okay. That's better than chopping off the back legs.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure it is. But go ahead.
The 12-year-old, she was on, I think it was Prevacox, like an anti-inflammatory because of she had some muscle loss in her hind legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they did some blood work, and at first he saw that there was a kidney elevated, and then actually a couple months ago they did a second one. Within 6 months we changed dog food, but she's having problems starting up the stairs, and I'm wondering if she's having problems with the back legs or if she's having a sight problem that she can't quite see where the steps are.
Well, at 12 years of age, it could be a lot of different things, but if it's a golden, they're big dogs, and the most common thing we see are ailments that affect the hips or the knees, and then also, in particular, those big dogs, they get a fusion of their spinal column. All the vertebra start to get fused. Humans get this, too, and it's from their conformation, genetics, and age. And if you did an x-ray or your veterinarian did an x-ray of start with the back, you could see any degree of incidence of this, what we call it, spinal arthritis or spondylosis or spondylitis.
Now, Dan, what did you guys do when that happened with your dog? What did you do? Dan?
I didn't do anything.
No, you did. You remember what it was?
No.
You know what we're talking about, do you?
No, I don't.
And I know you don't because I've been watching you talk to Bill Clavlin. Oh, my goodness. He's over there chatting it up with Bill. I'm sorry, Neil, but I had to call him out for that. He has no idea what we're talking about.
But Neil is talking to Dr. Doug. I'm not even in this conversation.
Well, we're all in this together. That's what I like to say. And
We're all in this together.
I made that slogan up, and now I see everybody use it, but we aren't. Neil, we only got about a minute. Doc, what's the
so, again, here? Anything. It could be weakness. So you said kidney disease.
Questions.
You said kidney disease, and certainly kidney disease can cause muscle weakness and a loss of muscling, but I think based on the fact that you were telling me that the dog was losing some muscle mass in the rear legs, that there's probably some arthritic changes that are very uncomfortable and painful, and because he's not using his legs to the same way, then his muscling is disappearing. And so you need to get to your vet, and he's going to have a ton of medications that could be useful for that too.
Well, that's what I wonder if we should go back onto something like that Prevacox. He suggested, a marijuana product. And, I'm 69 and I have aches and pains, and I thought the deal was to sit in the back porch and smoke joints together. But
how old are you, Neil?
Give me a call later.
How old are you, Neil?
69.
Okay, shut up. And Neil, be careful that Prevacox, there's a generic Prevedix, which is not... not as effective, so just be careful about that, okay?
So I'm going to go back to the old folks' channel then.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. That's where you go when you're ready to just cash it in and go to sleep for the rest of your life.
Talk to your vet. The Prevacox might be a great start, but you can add that with other similar kind of anti-inflammatory drugs, and it's very safe that way.
I think we've lost Neil.
He's
gone. He didn't like it because Dan wasn't listening. Well, that's it, and we're out of time. Thank you again.
I'm mad at myself, Doc, because I didn't respond to, we had him put to sleep.
What?
I had the dog put to sleep. When you said, what did you do with your dog?
You should be mad at yourself because you just weren't even paying it. You were talking to Bill in the next room and weren't paying attention.
We were doing 20 questions.
Well, good. Keep it in that room. We don't want to have anything to do with it.
Thank you, everybody.
Doc, next week, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be back next Wednesday. And... Look at that time. Tim Woodburn has just finished preparing the news. In fact, he's still working on it. That's how fresh it is and hot off the press. And after that, of course, you know what comes next. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A grand jury is indicting three men involved in the murder of a black man in Georgia. Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes announced father and son Travis and Greg McMichael, along with William R. Bryan, will face felony murder charges in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery in February. A viral video showed the suspects confronting Arbery while he was jogging in Brunswick. The Bulls are in retreat on Wall Street after seeing the latest coronavirus news. New cases are on the rise in more than half the states, and a few states continue.